You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support.
Jakub Prochaska.
But in now and out, Adam Sandler voice. Now in a silly Adam Sandler.
Oh, Jakub Prochaska.
Jakub Prochaska.
I was a little disappointed the spider wasn't just him doing a silly, like, Crazy Nights voice.
Then that would have been an Adam Sandler movie.
We'll get there. Hold on. Sorry. We will get there. Let's do that. All right, so hold on. Hello, everyone. Let me just start off by telling you what movie we're reviewing here, despite seeing the title very clearly. Czech astronaut Jakub Prochaska, played by Adam Sandler, is 6 months into a space mission to investigate a mysterious cloud of dust and particles called Chopra, lying just beyond Jupiter. Jakub will be the first to launch to explore this anomaly, and as he gets closer and closer, he struggles with loneliness and misses his wife Lenka, played by Carey Mulligan, who has recently stopped talking to him after he left her and their unborn daughter behind to go on this mission. Lenka sends him a message telling him that she wants to leave him, but his commanding officer prevents it from reaching him to keep Jakub's mental state from worsening. But in his loneliness and growing depression, Jakub is mysteriously connected with another being from outer space who he names Hanush, which is played by Paul Dano. Hanush wishes to understand humans better and to help Jakub with his loneliness, exploring his memories, and unraveling Jakub's life and fears. Spaceman is directed by Johan Renick, who directed Chernobyl and is currently streaming on Netflix. I am TC DeWitt of the Screener Squad, and I am joined in the One of Us satellite by two of my fellow starmen, who you've heard already. We have Commander Wright.
Hello, hello, comrades.
And Cosmonaut Ryan.
Reporting for duty.
There we go. Now, gentlemen, I don't know about you, but it's likely due to Sandler's library of Adam Sandler movies that puts me on the back foot. But every time he pulls off a dramatic turn, it surprises me.
Yeah.
And yet I'm always happy to experience it. So what drew you to Spaceman and the risk of this being a more typical Adam Sandler movie, or worse, a straight-to-Netflix movie?
Mm. Yeah, because he's had plenty of those now. He's had that deal with them, or maybe it's over or something like that, but he had, like, what, 6-7 million movies that he did with all of his friends, and they're all bad. And sorry, I was forgetting the word. And but you're right. Like, anytime it's the word is out that he's like, hey, he's doing another dramatic movie. Like, hey, maybe we'll get another Punch Drunk Love. Maybe we'll get another Uncut Gems. And this comes out and, like, he's in space and it's going to be a more, like, bottleneck movie just about him. It's like Buried with Ryan Reynolds from, like, years ago. Like, okay, it's going to be kind of a one man show. That's interesting. And that's what drew me to it, is like, I am always rooting for him. Like, nothing, like, tickles me more than watching him, like, on YouTube with, like, interview shows with all of his old friends, like Conan and David Spade and just anybody. And, like, he's always so endearing, even for how much crap that he has done. All the dramatic stuff tends to outweigh it. Like, I'm starting to think about that more and more now. Granted, like, when you think about his comedies, really the only ones that really come to mind are, like, the two heavy hitters, Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore. But then, hey, I have an affinity for Waterboy. I think the movie is hysterical.
Like, I enjoy that movie too, yeah.
Kathy Bates, as Nathan Flynn would say, deserved a Best Supporting Actress Oscar.
Hey, give me Wedding Singer. Wedding Singer for me is...
Yeah, it's great.
Another good one.
Is top-tier Adam Sandler movie.
Right.
I also have just kind of accepted that I just... I don't know. I went through a phase where I really hated Adam Sandler. I think probably... in college. And I feel like over the years, like I look back and I really do like a lot of his comedies, not all of them.
Yeah. You know,
there's some there's some misses in there, to say the least.
Don't mess like, with the Zohan. You don't like that one?
I mean,
some
honestly,
people do like that movie.
Not really. The Blind. But that's not one of the worst ones.
Yeah, right.
But I feel like, especially after Uncut Gems, I was just like, I love that movie so much that I will just watch anything he does. If it's like, if it's a little bit more of a serious role, I'll check it out. And yeah, just seeing the trailer for this, I was really, really intrigued by it.
Mm-hmm. Same here. How I decide which movies we're going to screen for the Screener Squad here is I usually, the ones I know I'm going to see, I don't fight for them. I'm going to see them anyway. So I like to see what's left over. And then when the screeners are posted for us to choose from, I'll click on the trailer. I'll watch 15 seconds, 30 seconds. Like, I'll watch as little as possible to decide if I'm going to watch it. So when I saw Spaceman, no idea what it was about, clicked on it, trailer pops up. I'm like, oh, okay. Looks like an indie drama. Love the colorscape of the cinematography. Oh, Adam Sandler's in this. Oh, okay. That's all I needed. Click. As soon as I could see it was going to be a serious Adam Sandler movie, I reviewed Hustle last year and was pleasantly surprised by that
one. Yeah. I love that one, too. Yeah.
That one, Sandler, when he's given the right material, when he's elevating beyond his, you know, Adam Sandlerisms, which have their place and they have their audience, and much like the eras of Saturday Night Live, some people like eras of Adam Sandler.
Yeah,
when he pulls dramatic turns, I am here for it, and I'm happy to say this one did not disappoint. I thought that this one had a lot of quietude to it. And coming from Johan Renck, who did Chernobyl, that dude understands how to tell very human stories. I'm not saying this is on the level of Chernobyl. Please don't hear me talk right now and think I'm going to put it in the same league as that. But it's nice when you, like a cast like this, you got Paul Dano and Carey Mulligan are also here, and a couple of other familiar faces. They're not just showing up. They are here to perform and really get deep into the material, for as thin as it might be, and turn a very thoughtful performance from all of the people here.
Yeah,
that was great.
I was pretty moved by their relationship with Hanush, the alien. I love like the vocal performance by Paul Dano. I thought it was really interesting and oddly comforting for how visually scary he is in a lot of ways, because spiders, fuck them. you see in the trailer, so whatever. But what the movie ends up becoming about is him coming to terms with, like, why does he continuously put himself in these, like, lonely situations, like running away, where he is with someone that does want to be with him, and him setting, I would say, expectations in the relationship that he's never going to go away. But of course, like, it's the mission, it's the job, that's what takes me away. And he's like, no, but you're still making a choice. And the way that it dulls out the information and him having this, let's say, special telepathy sort of thing with Hanush to go back into his memories to understand these more and more. And it's not so like force fed that it feels trite. I thought it was kind of wonderful the way that it explored it that way. And like, I don't know about you guys, but like, it towards even the end, I was getting slightly choked up about their relationship. I was like, damn, what is this movie doing? Like, because it doesn't hit all the right notes, and I don't know how to explain it 100%. I think it's just, maybe I wanted more from it. Like, it would have been maybe even interesting to see it like played out even longer, like maybe like a limited series in a way.
I think that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I liked a lot. I really think that this is a movie that's worth watching. I really liked it.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with you. I think it's like an hour 45 or so. Like, I think I could have used, I personally could have used a little bit more of the before. Like, we see a lot of his memories and a lot of his relationship in little snippets. And I feel like from beginning to end, and no spoilers or anything, he's kind of just in this really distraught state. And I feel like we really never see his love for his job. And I think that seeing what the pull was to his career, and I know that there's like a hint at why he is doing what he's doing in his job, which I don't want to spoil. But I would have liked if they would have went into that a little bit more, and we got to see him doing his job and not necessarily enjoying it, because obviously it's like it's a really solitary thing and you have to be away from your family. Yeah. But mm-hmm. after doing it so many times, I would have liked to see maybe a snippet of like maybe the first mission where he is a little bit more positive and seeing like kind of a change, because we kind of start off and he's very sad and just in a bad place, and then he slowly starts to learn more about his relationship through his, you know, through Anoush. And I did like that, but part of me just felt like I almost, for as much as I did like this, I felt like we were like dumped into a movie like in the middle.
Like right.
It mm-hmm. felt like
halfway and I know, through. Yeah.
And I know that that's a choice. That's a very, that's a very distinct choice. And I'm not sure how I feel about it. I think I would have liked more, but at the same time, I know that it's already like 2 hours for what it is. And I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence for this one in some ways too.
Certainly. But what I'm hearing here, and I agree with the two of you, is this desire for more, mm-hmm. but not like it was missing so much that like, God, I wish we had more of this movie. It feels like a little bit like, hey, what you have here is great. Would have loved a little bit more in a positive way.
Yeah,
if,
for sure.
If I could sell this to anyone, if you're trying to convince someone in your life to watch Interstellar or Arrival, and they're just not on board for that, start them here. This is sort of the...
It's a good entry point.
I agree.
This is like an entry point of sort of existential searching and understanding humanity through time and space.
Yeah.
That Interstellar and Arrival do at Oscar level.
Right.
I think that this is a great, great movie for man versus himself, if mm-hmm. you want to go to like literary terms. And something I appreciate in films like this that's explore humanity that choose to do it in a specific point of view. I couldn't particularly guess what was going to happen in this movie.
No.
I've seen a lot of movies, and sometimes movies play out with tropes and cliches, and it's sort of like, okay, get to the next moment in here.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this thing's breaking any new ground, but it was sweet and mm-hmm. soft in how it got through this story of a guy trying to understand himself.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed it for that.
I was so much more invested in, well, because a movie was forcing you to, in his relationship with Carey Mulligan, his wife, Linka. And mm-hmm. mainly because of Hanush, like, we need to dive deeper. It's like basically his therapist in a lot of ways. And because at the same time, like, the B plot is he's, you know, going to the Chopra cloud that we have no idea what the fuck it is. and he doesn't know exactly what is going to happen when we get there. Hanush has ideas, which I won't get into. But for some reason, even though a lot of the relationship between Carey Mulligan and Adam Sandler is when they're together is just all in his memories and flashbacks. It's like, man, I wanted more of it. Like, for some reason, they oddly worked together. And because I never would have thought about that. Mm-hmm. And it's a good wanting more from this, because there's so much in here. It's like, wow, this is really interesting. And I like the approach that, even though it's like, you know, in a big budget movie, it's like, we're going to go save the world and figure out mm-hmm. what this thing is. But it's like, yeah, it's really about a guy just like, man, am I a piece of shit in my relationship? Like, what am I doing here? And that's interesting that it's about an astronaut doing that. Mm-hmm. It feels very reminiscent of First Man with the Ryan Gosling. Yeah. But like it did that on the opposite end. We're like, okay, got too much of that. I get it. where here is like I wanted a little bit more. There's like, I guess, like a balance between the two. Like, there's a point where like this doesn't need to be 3 hours long, but hey, a good 2 hour and 30, I'm cool.
Just a smidge more, yeah.
Just a smidge.
And I'll always appreciate a movie that dares to just be fucking weird like this. Yeah. I also was just, like, in the same boat as UTC. I didn't even know about the spider. I kind of just, like, I scrubbed a little bit in the trailer and saw Adam Sandler, and I was like, ah, sure, I'll watch it. It's like a movie where he's an astronaut or something. And mm-hmm. the whole element with the spider was like a total shot, like, surprise to me.
Oh,
it was kind of a fun. It was just like a fun surprise. It really, mm-hmm. I was really taken aback by it. And it's just, I don't know. I love when any movie dares to get a little bit weird and daring like that. And I feel like this is, and I will always be able to appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is based on a novel by Yaroslav Kalfar. I probably said that wrong, but Spaceman of Bohemia. So likely, knowing that there's a book that can explore this much more deeply, I'm curious. I'm interested in finding this book and maybe adding it to my library of books I haven't read.
But, sorry, correction. Books will never read.
Never say never, man.
Hey, I got that whole shelf as well, so I totally get it.
We're all creatives here. We have a pile of unread material. But, let's move this into some final thoughts here. I do think that we're sort of all on the same page here, which is always nice. But let's reach into the depths of the universe and then also internalize it. So go out and then in and then find a grade on this. So, Ryan, why don't you go first for us?
I liked this. I wanted to love it, and I didn't quite love it. But I would recommend this to anyone. I mean, if you got Netflix, I think this is worth checking out. I feel like it's kind of flying under the radar, which is a bit surprising. I mean, with Adam Sandler giving such a good performance in it. Again, I do kind of wish there was a little bit more and there was a little bit more of a progression kind of his mental state in it. And I think I would have liked that. And I also think I would have appreciated a little bit more. Like, I think that the whole situation with the spider could have been more like darkly comedic. And I kind of wish and it does get there at points, but I kind of think they could have like extrapolated that out a little bit more. But I do think this is worth checking out. I think it's an interesting one. I'm going to give this 3 out of 5 mysterious space clouds.
Very good. All right. Right.
I thought it was good. It's pretty good. If people ask me, it's like, oh, what'd you think? Is it pretty good? I thought it was like really well directed. It was shot really well. I'm always still like impressed by how movies portray space travel, but also just zero gravity. And this one was like, damn, how do they do this shit? Like, it's very impressive when you see it done really well. And this was done well. I thought his performance was really good. I was a little afraid if they were going to do any kind of, Yakov Smirnoff kind of like accents here and there. And his was oddly subdued, which I thought was good. Yeah. And I was explaining to somebody else where it's not like, when I say broken English, it's not that specifically, but it's very simplistic sometimes. And it lended itself to, I guess, an accent, quote unquote. So he does not have to go full, like, you know, Czechoslovakian or something like that. But I thought Carey Mulligan's performance was really good. She was great, actually. And for someone who is deeply arachnophobic, I was like the first time I was like, too. Hey, Hanush is pretty cool, right? And I thought the way that it explored his psyche of him coming to terms with a lot of things about himself and the choices that he's made in life, I thought was really effective. To what you were saying, TC, is like, this is a good entry point if you're going to go to more like existential, like space dread, like, you know, here, then, Interstellar, I think, is easier than Arrival, and then like 2001. You're like, oh, yeah. Okay. It's like, let's save
Solaris.
Solaris. And Solaris is much higher up there because you're like, let's feel real bad about ourselves. So I'm going to give it a good solid, 7 out of 10 jars of Nutella, which they couldn't say specifically.
You took mine.
I'm sorry. I had to take it. Ryan, thank you so much for not using that one because I'm like, I'm going to use that.
I was thinking about it. I was close.
All right. Punch Drunk Love, Uncut Gems, The Meyerowitz Story, Spanglish, Funny People, and Last Year's Hustle have all proven time and again that Adam Sandler is capable of some really nuanced and dramatic work. And he doesn't disappoint here. This is a very, very strong performance from him. It's sad and it's sweet and it's a bit damning, or you might feel a little attacked if you're the type of person who allows himself to be so myopic about the things you want to do that it might be like, hey, look at the things you're neglecting.
Mm-hmm.
That's people who live artistic lives or focused lives, I should say, because he's an astronaut here. Sometimes we neglect to stop for a moment and appreciate the things that we have as opposed to the things that we want. And I appreciate movies that explore that. And put in the hands of Adam Sandler here, you never would have thought that that could be accomplished through him. But there it is. And Johan Renck, Chernobyl's incredible. So great, great director to have on board here. And then Max Richter is the guy who did the score on this, and the soundscape of this is so
really good. Yeah.
Yeah, and beautiful. And looking up Max's work, he's written operas and ballets, and those sweeping sounds are great for space exploration. It's always a gamble on Netflix movies if they're going to feel like, oh, that's why this is on Netflix and not in theaters.
Rebel Moon.
We could go down the laundry list of things. But I think because of the visuals of this and the soundscape of it, I would have loved to have seen this bigger than my big screen. I have a pretty good sound system, so I got to hear it pretty well. But, yeah, this is cool. This is a good one. I'm going to recommend this to people. If some of those movies we've listed in terms of Adam Sandler's library, if you like those, yes, jump on board for this. As I said, entry point for some of those deeper movies, as we've said. I'm going to give this a 4 out of 5 spinning bottles of vodka.
Man, okay. I guess I've seen way too many space movies, but anytime there's like liquid just strewn about in space, like, that's going to get in the shit. What are you doing? They're like, that's going to blow the fucking thing up.
I know, right? But like, I don't appreciate you gesturing with your martini in hand. You're getting these globs of gin all over the one of us satellite.
It's pretty cool though. They're all floating midair. Just you have to be
Ryan,
here to
the
see
panel
it.
Behind you, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
I'm in
no,
space
right. What
now.
Have you done? Right, there's liquid everywhere. Oh shit, this is gonna be so bad.